cowboy with a lasso is deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when your pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control of this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. More than what you bargain for, asphalt.
Hey, this is Bleak on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. What do you want?
I forgot my mitts.
Fleur saying goodnight. And another great show. They are some good people that always do the show ahead of me. I like them. And here we are at Exquisite Corpse Radio. Now, I got a presentation for you today that I tried to scoop something together for you. I haven't had a lot of time to do that, which is one of the reasons I am taking a break from this place for who knows how long. My last show will be March 24th, in case you haven't heard yet. That is my sign-off date. Exquisite Corpse. Going down in a ball of flames. Or what's the other expression that's not quite as bad? Oh, well, who cares? What I have for you this evening is Jet Black Hair People. Jet Black Hair People, you've heard that name before on this show, as they've worked with people like us and Wobbly on some interesting...
Let your dog speak. Speak for Jell-O puddings, for old-fashioned, homemade goodness. Chestnuts.
Okay, I don't know what that's about. But Jet Black Hair People are back with a new release that got the word from the people at the Snuggles List. Jet Black Hair People is generally recognized as a solo project of Wetgate and Monopause co-founder Peter Conheim, also a member of Negative Land. Originally formed in 1992, Jet Black Hair People created a collaborative collage until a self-imposed exile around 2000. But the silence has been broken with a handful of live performances, parts of one of which are documented in the video link below. Unless this is a web page. So anyway, there's a web link on this page. If you go to wetgate.net, you should be able to find it from there. So there's a little history about Jet Black Hair People and what they're all about. They have a new release out right now. I'm going to be playing for you. Four tracks from the new album. Basic Formula for Happiness is what we're going to be hearing. And then Benefit for Radio right after that. So stay tuned. It's a lot of fun. Plunderphonic and noise-related stuff for all you fans of the genre. And once again, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. jet black hair people now.
Everybody wants to be happy. Some people don't appear to want happiness. At least, I have seen individuals who seem to find their happiness in being miserable. You know that type. Perhaps you will meet one of this unfortunate breed today. You will say, "Hello, how are you?" They will say, "Well, I have this terrible pain, and you know that major surgery I had 10 years ago, and the in-laws, and isn't the weather awful, and the world situation has me so upset and nervous, and, oh, well, we'll probably all be blown up anyway." Do you know people like that? Nothing is more pathetic to me than an unhappy human being. Existing on tranquilizers and sleeping pills, we live in a generation that is drugging itself into an early grave. Oh, well, we'll probably all be blown up anyway. Science has been able to increase human life longevity to an all-time high. Still, we kill ourselves. Why? There is only one answer. You know that major surgery I had 10 years ago, and to each his own, as the saying goes. The world around us is a three-ring circus of distraction. Wise King Solomon said he tried every pleasure under the sun. He built an empire of sensual pleasure, and in the end, this wisest of men cried, "Oh, well, we'll probably all be blown up anyway." To be happy is more than laughter, more than a good feeling inside. I will now give you the basic formula for happiness. Happiness is a happiness.
Jet Black Hair People on Exquisite Corpse Radio. And benefit of radio, this one is called The Snake Now with Monopause. We'll be right back. You just heard some Jet Black Hair People and a track called Before the Revolution. And their album, Jet Black Hair People and Their Friends. Look for it online, you'll find it. This is People Like Us and Wobbly with Music for the Fire, a track called Pick Up. Enjoy.
Bored and you'll be scared.
Wow, you look like the kind of a girl who would own an Afghan.
What do you mean?
You bet he knows.
Come here, Lois. Down in the ditch here.
Well, you're gonna have to hurry up. We can't stop.
It's amazing. Succeeds in this world like imagination. A guy with imagination.
I don't remember.
Jill, that about sums it up. Car was on fire. I was able to escape, but my wife was trapped. I couldn't get her out. She died.
I'm
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. That was the Found Sound Orchestra on a track called Right About Midnight. Actually, the track before that was Pickup by People Like Us and Wobbly from Music for the Fire. Fine release by them this year. Lots of stuff to giggle at on that one. Right up my alley. I've got Sam Prekop coming up from the old Punch Card album. It came out sometime, was it just last year, I think? And there's a bunch of other neat stuff coming on. I've got some, during, when we get into the last half hour of the show, we'll be playing some more of the old tracks that I've been bringing to the table lately these days. For right now, we're going to be hearing some messages, so stick around and we'll be right back with some more music.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
Hey, this is Mark Hosser of Negative Land, and this is my big shot at being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Corpse at 101.9 with this bleak guy.
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
So, everybody having a good apocalypse right now? Yeah, are we having a good time? You think the workers of the world finally figured it out and have had enough? Is that what's going on? Or things got to get a lot worse before people figure out who's for them, who's really against them? People have been bamboozled, especially in the States. Canada, it may not be far behind, but we've had regulations that kept us out of a lot of the problems that the U.S. has fallen prey to. The vicious gangster capitalists. Thank you very much. Remember Reagan's trickle-down theory? He gave more tax cuts and tax breaks to the rich, that the jobs would trickle down and everybody would raise, all the boats would raise when the tide goes up. And what we're seeing now is the end result of that theory, along with NAFTA, GATT. And a lot of the concerted effort from Rupert Murdoch and the Fox News terrorist organization that has kept everybody confused as to who the real enemy is and what's really going on. And every time the Republicans point the finger somewhere else saying, it's them, they did it to you, and people buy into it and they voted. The chickens vote in Colonel Sanders each and every time, don't they? Don't they, my friends? That's what's on my mind tonight. So I hope you're happy, having a happy, happy apocalypse this evening. Thanks for dropping by to Exquisite Corpse. I know there's lots of things going on tonight that you're probably at, not listening. Maybe you listen to a podcast, but I truly doubt anyone's listening to a podcast anymore. This show is coming to a close in about a month's time on March 24th. If you had any opinions, maybe you would have gotten them to me by now. And you haven't, really. And I haven't heard a word. So, not that that would change my mind at this point. It's gonna happen, and it's not that I'm disappointed, but it's like maybe if radio was what it used to be when I used to be a radio fan 30, 20, 10 years ago, things might be different. But I think there's a lot of things have changed, the radio environment, the old podcast scene and all that stuff. I just don't know if people are listening to college radio the way they used to. And the way I would like them to, in a lot of ways, in a way that I found so rewarding when I was younger. So here I am, on the eve of my 47th birthday. I will be stepping out of this pilot seat and giving it up to people with maybe a little more ambition, a little more of a hopeful outlook on the way the world is heading. And I will go off and try to make some art of my own. So we'll see what happens. We're going to be listening now to a track by Sam Prekop called Brambles from the old Punch Card Thrill Jockey release. We played some for you some weeks in the past. A day and weeks past, I should say. One of these Thursdays. So anyway, enjoy this. It's a longer track. And lots of fun. Something you can really dance to. Stay tuned.
AMS Mini School seeks to provide students and the community an opportunity to learn outside the classroom. Our courses are taught by professional instructors and delivered at the best rates around, starting at $45.
Check this out.
We provide a diverse array of courses, including, but not limited to, pole dancing, photography, guitar, swing dancing, wine tasting, and much, much more. Courses begin in October, February, and May, and typically run for 4 to 6 weeks. Check out www.ams.bc.ca/minischool for registration information.
Turn it up loud! Turn it up!
Do you have an interest in clean and healthy lakes and rivers? If so, you're invited to celebrate Healthy Rivers, Living Lakes during the inaugural Canada Water Week. Canada Water Week wants to raise the profile and understanding of water across Canada through a week-long celebration of this precious resource, starting March 14th and culminating with World Water Day on March 22nd, 2011. To learn more about Canada Water Week and how you can get involved, visit CanadaWaterWeek.com.
Speakeasy provides information, peer counseling, and crisis support to the UBC community. Speakeasy volunteers are carefully chosen and trained to assist students in dealing with a wide range of issues, including relationship breakups, substance abuse, sexuality, and exam stress. To access our service for information or counseling, drop in to visit our desk on the north side of the sub-concourse. All drop-ins and call-ins are strictly confidential. We also have an online email referral service. If we can't help you, we can refer you to someone who can.
This is Bleak at Exquisite Corpse Radio. Thanks for Steve for calling in, and it was a good conversation, and I'm glad that people actually are telling me they have been listening over the years. Actually means more to me than you can possibly imagine. although we will be taking off. And I'm, like I said, this may not be permanent. Radio's kind of in my blood, and I've always loved college community radio. So I'm hoping someday, if I ever wanted to return, that I wouldn't find it too much of a hurdle to overcome. So let's keep our fingers crossed, because I feel someday I will need to feel the need to want to come back here. So where are we here? We heard Speaking Guitar from Gerard Nerholtz from, I forget what the compilation is called here. Let me look this up again. Music for TV Dinners. And that's kind of fun. So I'm supposed to play an ad here, and I'm looking for it. I am doing my darndest to look up. Oh, here it is. Okay. And I will be playing this ad, and we will be back with some more music. I'll tell you about when I come back, so stay tuned.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you...
Join media innovators, technologists, artists, and the online community for fresh media remixology number 4, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. On Friday, February 25th, award-winning documentary filmmaker Brett Gaylor will host an interactive talk about the futures of video on the web. Brett Gaylor is the project lead for Mozilla's Web-Made Movies Project, an open video laboratory researching the intersection of video and the web. Before working with Mozilla, Brett directed the award-winning documentary R.I.P., a remix manifesto. That's Brett Gaylor discussing the future of online videos on Friday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova. There will be food, a cash bar, DJs, and plenty of time to collaborate with Vancouver's finest media remixologists. For tickets and more information, visit freshmedia.me. Get your ticket now, as this series always sells out.
This is Bleak at Exquisite Corpse Radio. I've got a track from Blank Dogs coming up, so let's... let's just hear a little something from Mike Sniper right now, shall we?
This is Mike Sniper from Blank Dogs. You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Yeah, baby. So there's a new album from Blank Dogs, a newish one called Land and Fixed. Blank Dogs are probably a current band that has excited me more than most bands in the last few years. And here's a track from Blank Dogs and their Land and Fixed album called Long Lights on Exquisite Corpse Radio. We'll be right back. some good stuff there from Alter Eagle. Alter Eagle. Extra cheese. No, extra geese from Judo Songs. Alter Eagle. Before that, Blank Dogs, Long Lights from Land and Fixed. Here we are at Exquisite Corpse Radio. Our countdown to the end, March 24th, the end of our show. We've got Gary War coming up in a little bit. And at the end of the... wait a second here. That's not you. And at the end of our show, we'll be hearing some old tracks from Psychobud, Ultravox, and The Chameleons. So stick around for that. But in the meantime... let's hear some more messages. We got some more messages to give you now. I know you've been looking forward to more messages. Yes. Oh my God. Okay. If I could only find the darn things. Okay. Here is a message about a fine show from one of my best friends on this earth. He does a show here at CITR. His name is Luke Meat. If it makes noise, it
has some merit. He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise. If it makes noise, it has some merit. He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony. If it makes noise, it has some merit. He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed. If it makes noise, it has some merit. Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Yes, my friends, you are at Exquisite Corpse on CITR Radio 101.9. Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show, making its farewell in about a month's time on March 24th. That is one day before my birthday. And who knows, in 2 years, 1 year, maybe 2 years' time, I might be crawling back on my knees, begging to be back behind the microphone here in the pilot seat. But for now, I'm going to fool myself into thinking that I'm going to be doing something productive while I take this time off. So will you play along with me? Here we are. All right, so Gary War coming up here, if you just stay tuned long enough. And we've also got... got a track from Daniel Ash coming up, and I'm not sure how I feel about new Daniel Ash stuff. He claims that it's better than his old Tones on Tales stuff and blah blah blah. I read in some interview recently. I don't think anything will ever come close to Tones on Tales for me. You know? It's just how I feel as an old guy. And now I make declarative statements that mean absolutely nothing to people younger than me who roll their eyes. And that's the, I guess that's the, let's see, what is that? Ben true to form here. What was I saying? Anyway, that's a rite of passage, I guess. Rite of passage. That's what I was phrase I was looking for. Hey, what do you say? We hear some Gary Waugh now. This is exciting stuff. And a track called Ghost Rider. All right. Come on now. All right. Now I got to go back because it wasn't turned up. Oh, God. What a misery. Here we go.
Yeah.
Is Daniel Ash. A track called Ghostwriter from Daniel Ash. And what's the album? What is the album? As far as I know, it's just called Daniel Ash. I don't know. Daniel Ash, I don't know if you know this. If you're an old dude like me, you probably know Daniel Ash. Became more of a well-known name when he was in the band Bauhaus with Peter Murphy and David J. and David Haskins. Bauhaus. They went on to form Tones on Tail while Bauhaus was still in progress. Tones on Tail started up, I forget the years now, it's been a long time. It was 1980, 1981 or so. Something like that. And then that was with Daniel Ash, David Haskins on drums, and a roadie of theirs on bass, and his name was Glenn Campling. God, I remember this. And then they eventually, Glenn Campling, I don't know where he went, but David J. came back. David J. from Bauhaus came back to play with Daniel Ash, and I'm sorry, I've been calling him David Haskins. It's Kevin Haskins. I'm just confused and a little bit drunk. Are we here? Okay. Can you hear me? And so Kevin Haskins came back and started playing. Actually, Kevin Haskins was in Tones on Tail. It's David J. David J. is Kevin Haskins' brother. So he came back to the fold. Glenn Campling went I don't know where, and Daniel Ash, Kevin Haskins, and David J. formed Love and Rockets, who had a few minor hits and lots of interesting things, I thought. The most, I think the best Love and Rockets album, I think hands down, has to be the first one. It's just called, what was it called? See, with a microphone in front of my face, my memory goes blank. Seventh Dream of Teenage Heaven. Was that the song or is that the album there? I think that was the album too. Anyway, and then the second one was called Express, which made everybody sort of sit up, take notice. And what does all this mean? I don't know. But as I look back, and there were a few other albums after that, but as I look back, the first one is the one that really had quite the impact. It was a little more of the slow brooding and psychedelia of Tones on Tail. Of course, my favorite Love and Rockets tracks has to be The Dog End of a Day Gone By, which I should play here some night before we give up this show. Hand it over to a younger man with more ambition and hope in their heart. Where are we now? Oh, I need to get there a few tracks before I get out of here, so I should just get on to that, shouldn't I? Stop yakking. Okay. I've had a couple drinks, so it's loosened my tongue a bit, and I'm just rambling. You know? So let's play a couple tracks now. Let's see here. Psychobud. I've got a track with Psychobud now called Size. Let's hear that one. We'll be hearing Ultravox and All Stood Still, and then a Chameleons track after that. All right. Hope you enjoy these. I've sure enjoyed bringing them to you. Yes, I have. And this is Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
asleep in fields of uncertainty. I'm drunk with an act of passion, your seems enough to pacify my body.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Yeah, this is Bleak at Exquisite Corpse Radio. About time to get out of here, and I got to just tell you, until next week, the future is bleak, and remember that our countdown to the end, March 24th, is happening. That'll be it. March 24th. This is Ultravox and All Stood Still, followed by Chameleons.
Lights went out. Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at